Blog Talk Radio.
LB, play me something.
Me could be my last night. If I meet you today, I need it by last night. Kun kun voodoo do, right on the room 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 room. Ah, they tell me you love me could be my last night. If I meet you today, I need it by last night. Ah, need it my last night. Cocky mash up, kun kun a zoom a zoom.
So I can pick a soul and I can paint your soul like Picasso. Let me know. Oh, let me know.
You let me, I ain't dry. I think why cry? Tempted to touch through the night time. No time for my type. I'll fight for your love like a Mike Tyson. You left me, I ain't dry. I think why cry? Tempted to touch through the night time. No time for my type. Yeah, I know I'm shoot up the shy jive by for you.
So I can pick a soul. I can paint your soul like. So let me know. Ooh, I can pick a soul. I can paint it for you. Let me know, let me know.
Baby, tell me you love me, so me stop asking it. You better show me you love me, girl, put your back in it. Cocky just beat, eat it, then I go fast in it. Put it in your mouth, pull it up, put it back in it. That pussy your point so you know I'm tapping it. Freaky, I know where you want. Put on the air while I'm grabbing your throat. All you want, you noodle leg. I hold you down by holding you up.
Petey, you're my baby. Me if you die, try. Tempted to talk through the night time. No time for my type. Wine on my type. Fight for your love like a Mike type. Fight for your love like a
like Ali. Fight for your love. Just amigo, me with ice in my cup. Shot in the mind, my nose cocky one. Baby, tell me you love me, could be my last night. If I meet you today, I need it by last night.
Kun kun voodoo do, right on the room 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 room.
Ah, baby, tell me you love me like you did last night. If I meet you today, I need it by last night. Ah, need it my last night. Cocky mash up,
kun kun a zoom a zoom.
So I can pick a soul and I can paint your soul like Picasso. Let me know you. I can pick a soul, I can paint it for you. Let me know, let me know. Ooh, I can pick a soul, I can paint your soul like Picasso. Let me know. Ooh.
Yeah, that was Ezell Picasso.
How do you want it?
I am your boy Zero motherfucking Smiles.
This your boy King Miami in the motherfucking building.
And this is the motherfucking Weed Foul.
We in the motherfucking building, man. What's up? What's up,
man? Man, that was a great way to start the show off.
Yeah, that was sick. You know, my boy always killing it. You know he always killing it, man.
You know, shout out to Brooklyn. Shout out to Ezell. That song was Picasso. That is some heat. Straight heat coming out of Brooklyn. Young man got some talent, man. That's just the tip of the iceberg for him, too. He multi-talented right there.
Yeah. Well, man, you know, they've been doing their shit, man. Bob's been doing their shit. That's one thing I can say, man. A lot of artists coming out of Bronx representing, man. One time for Bronx.
One time for Bronx in the field.
Man, shout out to the whole five boroughs, matter of fact. But, you know, we can't forget about Miami, Broward County, West Palm Beach, and all of South Florida. What up, South Florida?
Yeah, yeah, South Florida in the building. They always in the building. Boy.
So, what we smoking on today, King Miami?
Hey, man, we smoking on some pink rocks right now. Mm. Yeah, got some diesel dough, pink rocks. What, you went to the indica shop, my boy?
You, listen, until you able to go into the dispensary yourself and pick out the sativa, every time I walk in True Leaf, I'll be walking out with some indica or some hybrid. Shout out to True Leaf. and my True Leaf fam in South Florida, my True Leaf fam in Fort Lauderdale Dispensary. And, but this Pink Rush smoking today. But I want to get into a topic that we're going to stress on today. Now, with all the weed starting to legalize throughout the country, and every state is starting to put it on their ballots, and it's starting to hit the legislation offices, and it's starting to be decriminalized a lot more. I want to know, do you see the local hustlers disappearing and the dispensaries taking over? That is my question for the callers today. Do you see more dispensaries, or do you still go to your plug and get your 3.5? What about you, King Miami?
I'm going to answer it off the rip. I'm going to always have my weed, man. I'm sorry. It don't matter what dispensary I get. The dispensary going to weed limit. Ain't no dispensary going to tell me how much I smoke. I don't care what it's prescribed for. You're going to always need a weed, man. That's my, I'm going to always have my weed, man.
All right, so I ain't forget about us having a special guest tonight. But I'm going to say the topic again right quick so those who didn't hear it, so those who's listening that will be calling in, the number is 929-477-2425, and this is the Weed Files. The topic of the day is, do you see more dispensaries in your hood, or is your local weed man still popping? And we got DJ Chisel Beats pulling up in a few. Shout out to DJ Chisel Beats. He will be here soon to definitely talk his shit.
Yeah.
Every time he walks in on For the Record Radio, no matter what show he's walking in on, he definitely got some gems he's dropping, and
yeah,
he definitely got some new music he's talking about. Man, DJ Chisel Beats is always working, so we're going to get to him soon. But, yo, Gaza, spin me something right quick.
Ricey K, the Raisin Man.
Like the W-2s, greatness in every step, you might think that I'm rude. Please don't stare in my eyes when I'm eating my food. Bag got a hole away, I'm dropping these jewels. I push bars like weightlifters, change styles like shapeshifters. Get to success way quicker. Sad about the people you can't take with you, but the portal only worked for the DNA of a great figure. I got the talent, so I answer the call. I put my life down all in these balls. I double down, then the deal I call. On a bonus beat, complicated like an entity. I set my royalties from now till infinity. Dominate the industry, don't care who you pretend to be. My overseas activities, move with efficiency. Things unchanged around here, it ain't no mystery. This ain't the final lap, but it's definitely a victory. High probability, I think the fans are feeling me. Eat French fries in France and pizza in Italy. Think I don't got the drip, you kidding me? They want to, but they can't get rid of me. Dropping consistently as if it was 10 of me. My capabilities, creativity. Man, my symphony be on a whole different frequency. Give you hip-hop just like it's supposed to be. You know it's me spitting that hot flame on the cola seed. Thanks to Roger K for that beat pack that he sold to me. It's just weed and productivity. We got that drip like humidity. Do two remixes, turn this track to a trilogy. Do it for publicity, it's all in the symmetry. Moving like the infantry with verbal hostility. With great power also comes responsibility. Make your head bob deliberately if you in the sound proximity. Give it my all so you remember me. On a bonus beat, complicated like an entity. I set my royalties from now till infinity. Dominate the industry, don't care who you pretend to be. My overseas activity. these who with efficiency. Things done changed around here, it ain't no mystery. This ain't the final lap, but it's definitely a victory. High probability, I think the fans is feeling me. Eat french fries in France and pizza in Italy.
That was bars. That's what the fuck I'm talking about when I say I want to hear some bars. That right there. Not that bullshit, mumble shit I've been hearing a lot of lately. That's motherfucking bars. That's motherfucking hip-hop. That was DJ motherfucking Chisel Beats. Yo, DJ Chisel Beats, is you in the building?
Yeah. What up? Yo. Praises, man. Thanks for having me here, man. Salute, man. Thank you for that compliment, bro. I heard you, bro. Salute. Thank you,
man. Yeah.
Salute, man.
I'm sitting here rolling up. I ain't gonna lie. I'm sitting here rolling up. I felt like I was back in the late 90s, early 2000s, sitting there talking to my Uncle Knowledge just now. That's how real the hip-hop was just now. That's hip-hop. Right there. Because if you think about it, if you want to be technical with what's going on in this music industry, it ain't much hip-hop going on.
Yeah, it ain't really
a lot. A lot of these niggas is just talking bullshit, mixing their words together very inaccurately, and don't know how to play with their words. You just play with a lot of big words in that track without niggas even realizing it. And you put your shit together so well placed that you have to really sit there and listen to the bars to catch the bars.
Right, right. I said something. The way it was some type of knowledge. A little more than when we started. That's what I'm trying to do, man, is just add on. You feel me? Just add on.
But
like,
for those
like,
who don't know who you is, go ahead and introduce yourself to the world right quick.
Yo, check it. My name is DJ Chisel Beats, a.k.a. Grind Season. I'm a DJ. I rap. I make beats. I shoot videos. I promote. I perform. I'm hip-hop. Fuck with your boy.
And go ahead and drop your social media because you always working and I'll be catching it. So let these people know where they can get face-to-face with you, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, check it. You can find me at DJCHIZZLE_BEZ everywhere. That's it.
Big facts. Now, we're going to jump into the topic of the day. I know you always on the road. Always on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you seeing a lot more dispensaries, or are you still seeing the hood weed man popping every place where you go?
Well, the thing about dispensaries is if they ain't 24 hours and niggas feel like going and they start delivering and shit like that, then it might be an issue. But then again, it's still going to be niggas that's going to get weed for cheaper and better prices because that's how the hood is, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think it's going to go nowhere. Weed just going to get cheaper.
I ain't going to lie. The hood niggas out here in South Florida, they competing hard with the dispensaries because you could go in a dispensary on certain days and get an eighth for like $12, $13, and that should be
right, so it
makes like
weed
40%.
Cheaper, right?
Yeah, and niggas out here is dropping quarters for fucking $35 trying to beat out the dispensaries. But I got to respect. You got to respect the hustle.
All day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So the hustle ain't going to go nowhere. The hustle just going to get cheaper. Weed just going to get cheaper
on
the street. That's all. But economics.
But the good weed, the good button men, the niggas with the good shit, they are fading. You you is running into a lot of the garbage batshit.
Nah, you know, no, you go. Everybody got good now. It's really like, yo, there ain't no bad
yo,
week.
Man. Niggas down
everybody
here was set up shop.
That's how. That's what happened
niggas
when the state turned legal. When the
right
state turned legal, the weed game steps up and it goes cheaper. Everybody
mm-hmm.
got fired.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you one thing,
like,
bro.
See, Miami
been,
just
like, when the league went legal here, man, I just started forgetting about the name. Like, fuck all that, man.
I pay attention to the names. I pay attention to the names
yeah,
for a reason. For
name.
Certain reason.
Only
well, it's down
going
here in South Florida.
The sativa and the indica. That's the only one I be going off of.
See,
all that extra,
when
that's
you,
how the streets go.
Yeah, that's how the streets go.
But when you're in the dispensary, that's
the
a name, different ball game.
The names definitely play a big role because you could be looking at the menu at the dispensary one day and you could see some shit that touched out at 20%. But that shit's like $80 a paper, and you're sitting there questioning, like, yo, why that shit so expensive? But it's the name behind who grew it. It's the name behind who grew it. The weed is turning into
sneakers.
Okay,
so the brands is going off of the names and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. And also that gives you knowledge.
Well,
so when you do go start buying back from the weed man, and
you know
your shit. You know it. You smell it.
Man,
tell him right
know,
now.
Man, you know, we freestyling with them names, man.
I thought
no more freestyling. The freestyle game is dead now.
I used to freestyle. The fuck out of there.
Ain't no more. Hey, bro, what this is? Oh, Def 23. What?
Fuck,
you know
I'm
a
smoke,
nah,
girl.
I used to
like, yeah,
freestyle
names,
just
bro. Making the names up.
But that's what, because you never know what you're getting from your plug. Your plug
yeah.
can tell you one thing, and the shit could look like something else. It can
yeah,
smoke like something else.
Is,
oh,
this
holy,
man.
Holy magic blue, or Chris Cross Alley Hoop.
Like,
I ain't with
you. Just make this name up.
Yeah, that's exactly how it be. It's crazy, right?
Yeah, facts and.
Nah,
weed is different in this world, bro.
I think it's just going to make weed cheaper on the streets. That's all. It's just going to get crazy
yeah,
in the
it
weed
is.
Game.
It's definitely, and it makes it a lot more interesting when you deal with the niggas in the street because it breaks down to if these niggas really got what they saying or is this shit really loud when I know I could go get some loud from the dispensary for $15,
$20. Right. They, yeah, all
like,
types
so
of
your shit better
stuff
be,
up.
Your shit better be loud. You better, you calling me telling me you got some loud. That shit better be smoking. But nah, shout out to the niggas out there on the grind that's still doing it even though the government is fucking up the weed game now.
Facts. Yo. Pause for the cause real quick. I want to give a shout out to my G, Benny Boy Rude, Drip God. Shouts out to my nigga. I wish he could be
shout
here right now,
brother.
But he's working.
Yeah.
But he is here in spirit, and I'm holding him down. I sent some songs in, so we definitely got you on the vibe. And you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
we sent some gems over there.
I was about to get into something.
And I got a special
iceberg.
Surprise for you. Yo, I got a special surprise
Ooh.
For you, Pete Gang, yo. One of my good friends, man,
yeah.
wanted to pull up real quick, man. He going to call in a minute. If you let him in real
speaking
quick, man.
Speaking of a caller.
Special surprise.
Speaking of a caller, I
big
think
homie.
I got a caller right now. So let's see who this
yeah,
caller is.
Yeah, big homie, man.
Caller. What's
I
your
sent
name?
Him,
where
I sent
you from
him the,
what you do?
I sent him the number, and I said I was going to have you come through, man, chop it up real quick. But, it's Duke Pop, Coke Boy Duke Pop.
Well, we got a caller.
We got a caller
on deck
yeah,
right
man.
Now. So let's see who this caller is. Might be him. It might
that
not.
Might
but we got
Duke
some callers
right
on deck
here.
Right now.
Shout out to
yo,
the Coke
Yo, caller,
boy.
What's your name? Yo, caller, what's your name? Where you from and what you do?
What up, though, man? Coke Boy's in the building, man. So,
okay.
Man. Oh, shit.
Like
what up, baby?
Duke Pop, bro. What's the vibe?
What's the vibes? What's the vibe? Welcome to the Weed Files, my brother.
Good, man. What's good?
Yeah. You know, I had to tap in for my nigga DJ Chisel, you know what I'm saying? My bro out here working. You know, my bro out here working, man.
Yeah, man. appreciate yeah,
I was,
it, bro.
I was about to ask him about his upcoming stuff, but he wanted to bring his brother in right quick. So let the world know what you do, my brother.
That.
I mean, you know, I do everything. I do everything, but I'm a part of Pink Boys and shit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we got the House Arrest joint going on. I mean, and, you know, Chisel's helping run that shit in mass, you know what I'm saying?
You heard, got the House Arrest fitted on right now, the cap, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, shout out to the Coke Boys, man.
I grew up
down the block from French, so shout out to French, shout out to the Coke Boys. Man, the niggas been working for years, and y'all niggas is nonstop grinders.
Where you grew up?
I'm from Cortland. I'm from Cortland 9. I'm from Andrew Jackson Project, 150th Street, Cortland 9.
Oh, all right. Facts. You from around the way? Yeah. Rest from my
blood. I'm from around the way. Yes, big facts. I'm really from Cortland 9, like. So and when I say I'm from Cortland Ave, I'm from the 2004, 2003, 2002 to 2009 era. I mean the real Cortland Ave era before all these young niggas start wilding out and doing dumb shit.
Word, that's love, man.
And I mean when I say I got love for my hood and everything around it, when French blew up, I was in Florida when French blew up. I wasn't even in the hood. And it was I felt like I made it that day because a nigga that I knew from down the block made it out my hood. You feel me? So shout out to Coke Boys. The niggas been around. Y'all niggas been doing y'all thing for years, and y'all keep grinding.
Yeah, yeah. Shout
out,
appreciate
man.
Much
love.
You know what I'm saying? You know me. I ain't no nigga just saying that, bro. You go look at his Wikipedia. You going to my name right there. You know what I mean? So this shit for real.
Right quick. Before I go on, shout out to Benny Boy Rude. I ain't even give my shout out to Benny Boy Rude.
Yeah, that's my boy.
Shout out to Benny Boy. But I'm not going to let you sneak up out of here without answering the question of the day, my brother.
Who, me?
Of course, the question of the day.
Yo, you gotta
put your 2 cents on this one. So, I know you travel, and I know you move around, and you be in different cities. So when you be touching these cities, are you seeing more dispensaries around, or are you still seeing the neighborhood local weed guy that be having the guys?
I see a lot of dispensaries, but, like, in New York and shit, in certain places, like, yeah, you still going to see people that's in the streets, but what niggas is doing now, they getting, like, the little stores and shit. They not legal stores, you know what I'm saying? But niggas is be having bud in it with the smoke shop on the top of it, you feel me? So you either going to see mostly those where niggas is kind of trapping, like, back in the day, but they in the smoke shop. And then you're going to see dispensaries. But you're going to see mostly dispensaries now.
Now is the weed still popping in the city like it was 2 years ago, or is it fading out?
I mean, I don't know right now, bro. I feel like weed in the streets is always gonna be better. You know what I'm saying? That's me, man. I feel like it's always gonna be better, but. My nigga Luke, like, got the gumbo jumping, and I said, and that shit everywhere. Like, niggas got it in the streets and inside the dispensaries. You feel me? So,
gumbo is a wave that I know a lot of smokers can't even handle the gumbo. If you mishandle gumbo the wrong way, you gonna lose a lung.
What are we smoking?
We smoking pink rock. What are we smoking now? Pink rock. Right. Oh,
bullshit.
Man. I got this nigga King Miami in here. We only 2 blunts into the show.
Man, don't miss me for the camera.
This nigga here is high as shit complaining, and only 2 blunts in.
I may be high, but I ain't fail math. We ain't smoked 2 blunts.
I'm talking about the show. I'm not talking about before the show.
No. Now. Smoke about 5 of them shit.
Yeah, my co-host is a weakling.
Yeah, you see how I give it up, Smiles, man?
You're weakly. Yo, Chisel, you're weakly, bro. He can't. I don't think he's going to be able to lie to smoke session with you and Benny, bro.
Listen,
man,
I take my heart go. It don't even matter, my boy.
We got the weed spun. Light it. So you already know.
The point of smoke is to get high. When I get there, that's it.
Hey, my brother, go ahead and drop your social media right quick, and then I want to get into a song right quick. I know both of y'all definitely might know.
Yeah.
Go ahead and drop your social media.
Yo, so look, right, my IG, DrewPop_GPK, and as we were talking about dispensaries and all that, you know what I mean, me and my sister about to open one in Jersey City, you feel me, and this house arrest little brand, I mean, that shit really going to be a strand and all that. So, you know, like, I mean, anybody that's tapping into this call and all that, they go always, you know what I mean, hit me on the, Instagram and all that. Or, you know what I mean, Coke Boy Droop, you know what I'm saying? Or they could just housearrestbrand.com. And you know what I'm saying? When you tap in with me, you're always going to get a better price. But you're going to see the packages on there, man, and we're going to sneak the, you know what I mean, the loud into the site. But it's going to get crazy, you know what I mean? Chisel going to keep y'all in tune with that, though.
Definitely keep us in tune. You know, Weed Files is definitely the place. We got your back. Pull up anytime and promote your spot, bro.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm definitely going to tap back in with y'all. Some music and all that.
But since I got two Coke Boys in the, let me know the both of y'all know this song right here. Give me a second. Getting it ready.
I can't even.
Now say, give me a second. There we go.
Free JU, Benny Boys, okay. Bitch, the Mafia, Rude Boy Dunkin', Slim Dunkin' Bitch,
right,
and a fresh pair of dunks, nigga.
Shout out Benny Boy Rude.
You the new wave, pussy juice like juicy fruit. I'm thirsty for your Kool-Aid. M.I.A. Ocean Drive, baby girl, every day. Hit you with them roses on your birthday, that's the bouquet. Ooh. This a two-way, Orlando ballin' with the Magic, think I'm playing 2K. Sharper than the razor, got me looking like a new blade. Feel like a release that you a cutie, get the new J's. Ooh, ooh, we on that douce. Flying in that kitty, give me top like it's a toupee. Ooh, ooh, I got my shoelace. Steppin' in this bitch, I be fresher than some toothpaste. I don't pull it out, I just leave it there. Shorty got me bustin' like a chopper or F&N. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh, I don't pull it out, I just leave it in. Shorty got me bustin' like the chopper or F&N. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in.
Oh, like what the fuck is that? Why she stick her ass so fat? She got that hump, no camel back. She hot and drip, no candle wax. South Beach D on sandals black. I'm a coke boy, she want this dick. You think she fiend for crack? White rice with the egg strip jumbo in it. Ball Marley paper, hot robber with the gumbo in it. I ain't tryna cuff it, all love it, you can cuddle with it. I'm just tryna get that mop top, she leave a puddle with it. 1738, 1942, in the room, you bustin' like a 38 and 42. Me and Rude Boy Ben, tryna get it in. Pullin' up foreign, hoppin' out, then he told her friend.
I don't pull it out, I just leave it there. Shorty got me bustin' like a topper or F&N. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh, I don't pull it out, I just leave it in. Shorty got me bustin' like the chopper or F&N. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh.
Okay. Just the new age.
Hey,
man, they snap. Shout out to Benny Boy Rude. Shout out to Cheese Dior. That was on a dog.
Shout out to Cheese Dior.
Man, yo. What was the vibe like when they recorded that, bro?
Yo. That's magic right there, man. They made magic on that. I ain't gonna hold you. That shit is fire. The video was crazy, bro. You gotta see the video. They shot the video.
I seen the video.
They shot the video.
I seen the video.
Oh my goodness, that shit is stupid. What
man, Benny Boy Rude is a different individual too, man. Shout out to Benny Boy Rude.
Yeah, man.
Keep grinding, bro. Keep on grinding. You are closer to being there than you think, young man. Big fat. And you heard me say that right here on the Weave Out. But yo, we got another caller on deck. We got another caller on deck. Yo,
okay,
caller,
what's
your
what's
name,
up?
Where you from, and what you do? Caller?
Yo, what's really good, man? You already know the fucking deal. The Rated R motherfucking rap star, Boss Body Trey. How you fucking doing, my brother?
What's rocking, Boss Body Trey?
Hey, man, hey, just cooling here with Baby Trey, man, cooling, watching snowfall and shit. Well, pause on snowfall.
Big
tapping with y'all right now.
Good show, too. Good show to rewatch.
Oh, exactly, man. I'm going back to rewatch it.
What? I know you just heard that I'm a dog track, and we got DJ
Chizzle
beats in the building. So, yo, shit, bro.
Hey, man, that shit right there, man, I fuck with it. Hey, the first time I heard it, I think it was last week, the first time I heard it. That shit was real. It actually might have been on your motherfucking show, bro. It might have been on your show. First time I heard that shit. But, nigga, that shit still, every time I hear, nigga, it just slapped me. Hey, I'm a ratchet rapper, bro. So I like ratchet rapping. Feel me? That was kind of a ratchet that song. Feel me? I'm a dog, ain't leave it. Oh, you feel me? I fuck with that shit, bro. I definitely fuck with that. Definitely.
Yeah,
you got a vibe
yeah.
this year, bro.
Facts. Minnesota in the building. Boss Body Trey in the building. Man, any questions you got for DJ Chizzle Beats, bro?
Hey, shit, what's your goal? What's your end game when it comes to
like the first name, the first thing in my name is DJ, so I want to help artists, but you know what I'm saying, help artists, I kind of got to be an artist to help artists, you feel me?
Okay.
So, when I move and when I do things, it ain't just for me. It's like, you never know. I might have a producer involved with it, another artist involved with it. I'm just trying to build a platform that can help other people at the same time. If you listen to my bars, I be educating niggas in my shit. I bust shit down. I be telling you shit niggas don't be wanting to tell you. You know what I'm saying? About this music shit and what you need to do. You know
free
I mean?
Game.
Honestly,
do it.
See,
so,
yo,
like,
Boss Body, Boss Body on some real shit, I think you need to definitely tap into DJ Chizzle, definitely exchange social medias and send him some of your music, bro. He's really do this shit for the culture, and he really enjoys what the fuck he do. If you ever catch him on one of his DJ lives, bro, that nigga be up there having way too much fun.
Yeah. Hey, bet now I'm definitely gonna tap in, bro. I'm definitely.
Appreciate it, man.
Hey, Chizzle. Yo, Chizzle,
tell me
matter
of fact, I'm tapping right now.
What's
following you, bro? I'll tap in right now, bro. What's your socials?
DJ Chizzle _ BEATZ. Chizzle.
Oh, DJ Chizzle Beats.
BATZ. Not
Chizzle, what you,
what
I'm already
following you. You
can
grab right now. Alright,
well, send me a message, man.
What you,
start the conversation. Let's get it rocking.
Most definitely, bro.
Yo, Chizzle, I got a question
yeah.
that I really think you should answer on the air because you bring up how you want to help everybody. So, what is the requirement to work with DJ Chizzle B? What does it take for somebody to get in your inbox and be like, yo, I want to work. What do I need to do?
I give everybody a fair shot. You feel me? It's on you after I set you up, basically. Like, I'm going to go look at your music. I'm going to go look at your page and see what you're doing. And then off of that, that's going to judge if I'm going to work with you or not. If I like what I see, I'm going to set something up, like either send you a beat, send you a song with a verse open, one of the two. We're going to see what's up. We're going to see what you send me back. Take it from there.
I heard it here.
I mean,
I heard it right here.
Depends what they want. If they want a beat, I'm going to start sending beats back and forth. If they want to hop on a song, that's a different situation. You know what I'm saying? You know how that go when you making songs with people. You figure it out. But if they don't respond or I send them a song, they never hit back or whatever, yeah, that's when you, nah, we not working.
Do you help out with promotion and things like that as well?
Well, as in what?
As far as like promoting the artist, getting them in the
direction. Definitely. Like, if I'm involved with it and I'm putting my name on it, like, it's going to get promoted because my name is on it. You feel me? Like, that's how you got to look at this shit. Like, you
For the independent artist that's listening right now, you
got to have all your eggs in a row and have everything set up and know what you're supposed to be spending money on when you get paid to do certain things, you feel me? Whether it be a feature, whether it be a beat, you know what I'm saying? You got to allocate your money properly because at the end of the day, it's all about your brand. So you got to push your brand, make sure your brand is popping. Put money behind that, so you got to put your money up.
And a lot of artists don't realize when they put their name on a flyer, that their name is their brand.
Right.
Your brand. Like the second Zero Smiles is not just an individual, it's a brand.
Nah,
or
that's
the Record
a brand.
Radio is just not a group, it's a brand. You get what I'm saying?
That's
Pepsi, it's a name, but it's a brand. At the end of the day, great value. When you go to Walmart, that's a brand.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't look at it as that. You gotta look at yourself as branding yourself, marketing yourself, promoting yourself. That's what these big companies do to themselves. And if you ain't taking the time out and the money and taking the time to invest, and especially a lot of y'all who say, I got the bag, I get this, I got that. I say I got the money to do it, but why are you not doing it? And then when you have people like DJ Chisel Beat, hit you up like, yo, the beats in your email, they not going to wait for you to respond back. They're going to be like, oh, this nigga playing. And you might have just blew your best shot in the industry right there because you scared to spend a little bit of bread on your career. Spend bread on weed every
like, week. I ain't going to hold you. I feel like I'm still budding, so it's like this is in their free game right now, man. It ain't gonna be the same as I progress. As this shit get crazier and crazier, nah.
Today's price is definitely not
right now,
gonna be
real quick.
Price.
I'm definitely tapped in, bro. I'm following with that band. I put everything that I do online and shit, so you could just go through the fucking any profile on I got online and just see what it is because that's what I do. I just put it there, and it is what it is.
So you know, since the day you met me, I've been honest, right? So
yeah, definitely. You're a real nigga.
Boss Body Trey came on the very first episode of the Weed Files, right? He's sending a few tracks because of the beat selection because it's a classic beat. If you hear the beat, you're like, oh, alright, I understand why. For those who come from where I come from. And then he sent something else in. And then every song he sent after that was just a hit. Behind it. He works, bro. For a young man to be a father, full-time job, run a podcast, he works, bro. And I really like the young man's work ethic. Like, extremely talented. And he definitely go hard with it. He definitely versatile. He's different. And he's from a different coast. That's why I like. I think it's because he's from Minnesota. It makes the swag a little different for me because I'm so used to the East Coast swag. But definitely got some bars.
Hey, we gonna get shit rocking, man. Listen, it's done. Let's go.
Hey, Ben, say what?
Matter of fact, let me see it. What do I have on that?
But hey, hold on. Before you do it real fast, bro. Let me give a shout out to my brother, John Thomas. Got a single dropping next Friday, bro. Boss Body ENT, we in his motherfucker. My bro Stan P got a single dropping tomorrow, nigga. Actually, I mean not tomorrow, nigga. Friday. No matter what, make sure y'all tap in for that nigga, Boss Body NT, Stampede, John Thomas. Look out for the album dropping, nigga, next Friday as well.
Go ahead and drop your social media quick, too.
Hey, Boss Body Trey, everything. It's simple. BossBodyTray. All social media, all streaming platforms, Trayvon. TrayVaughn. Like Vince Vaughn. I'm a funny-ass nigga. You feel me?
Big facts. Yo, do you know this song right here?
That's it. What you tell that bitch? Hey, it's the motherfucker right
that
I rap
that right
Boss
quick.
Body Trey. Trayvon in the motherfucker building, man. Shout out Fly God. Shout out Reed Styles. Shout out Jill Smiles. Let's fucking get it.
Put the pussy on. We are helping. Put the pussy on. What you telling me? Chillin'.
Probably had some connection issues. He'd probably be right back, but let's go. Let's go. That was Boss Body. Yo, there you go. Yo, DJ Chisel, what you thought about that?
Yeah, it should sound like the other song, Benny Boy Rude. They go right together.
Hey, see?
Agree.
They some X-rated rappers, bro. Gangsta. They some X-rated rappers.
Before
I jump into this next caller, you've been a busy man, bro. You got a lot of things coming up, and you got a lot of things you already done. I want to get into your recent show. How was
the last one we did? The last one we did was in Cambridge, Mass. At a place called, what was it called? Middle East. Turned up, you know what I'm saying? We made a lot of connections, networked. It was a fun time, man. Boston is great, man. It's always fun to go out there and just mingle and meet new people, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm really on right now, just moving around, just doing different shows in different places, shaking hands and making fans, you feel me?
Make that. That's a part of the game, and artists don't realize once you get into the road, a whole different aspect of this music. And
yeah.
And
that's where
you can
make really see
so
a lot
many
of
connections.
Your work working, like you can actually see the shit working in front of you.
Yep.
Right.
And then you get to rub shoulders with people that you would have never been in a room with if you would have stayed your ass home. Get a
fact,
your ass,
if you
people.
Get good at it, you can just. It can perpetuate and sustain itself just doing shows because you'll go do a show and you'll get booked for another show at that show. And then it'll just keep going and going and going. After a while, you start being able to spot shows or you just in the circle because you do shows. You feel me? And somebody's seen you perform and they know what you could do. So they're like, I want this dude here. You won't get that if you don't get out here and get to it. You feel me? If you behind your computer sending songs out, you got to get out here and perform these songs. That's why you got to really be realizing and conscious when you're making your song. Like, yo, I'm going to be out here rapping, doing this shit.
And I'm going to say this to these people, too. Like, go to some of these open mics. Don't be scared to go to open mics. That's the best way to get some. That's the best way to get free critique of your how you perform, how you can move a crowd. You learn so much at open mics and karaoke, just about the craft of being on stage. That's a whole different world.
Shoot in the gym. Oh, bullshit.
Exactly. Kobe ain't become the goat overnight.
Like, I did all of that shit, but then I was like, all right, I got to scale it up. So I'm on some every place but where I'm from.
Big facts, so but we got another caller on deck. We got another caller on deck, and I'm eager to see who this one is because we had some elite people pull up tonight. Yo, caller, what's your name, where you from, and what you do?
With it flop. What's good with it flop? You already know what it is to me. It's John Thomas.
It's Zero Smiles, bro.
What's up, man?
What's good with you, man?
Yo. What's good, bro? What's your name? Where you from and what you do?
John Thomas. From, at this point, Texas. And I do music. R&B, hip-hop, jazz, whatever you want to call it. I do it all. You already know.
Is this another boss body in the building?
Big boss body. Come on now.
Big boss body in the building.
Okay.
Come on, bro. What's rocking, my guy? How's Texas?
It's great. Not gonna lie. A lot of good vibes. A lot of good energy. Yes. It's working for me.
So we got a special guest in the building tonight, DJ Chisel Beats.
Definitely.
He is a very unique individual in the music industry. You got any questions for my brother today?
Do I have any questions for him? Honestly?
Yeah, you got any questions?
I'm gonna be one with you. Not really. It's like I've already like kind of put myself in the circuit of networking with other different people to kind of get the insight I need as far as certain shit goes. You know what I mean? So I can't really say I have
Okay. Go ahead and drop your social media for the world to know where they can find you at, my brother.
on all social platforms. You can find me at John Thomas with a 2, not a T. Also, stay on the lookout for my new out, for my new single from my album that's coming out called Dealer's Choice, September 27th. I'll be driving on all platforms.
And DJ, okay. Man, we gonna see this. Do you know this song right here?
You,
go ahead and introduce that song right quick, and then I'm going to see what DJ Chisel Beats think about that, because you know he is a very active DJ, and he's always looking for new music to spin.
That's a bit. The track right here is called For the Record by yours truly, John Thomas. And it's a lot, guys.
All right, let's go.
You, damn,
you know what it is, me.
Yeah.
John, watch this.
Yeah. Soon as I step in the spot, they ask if I do it alive. Know that I'm smoking a bed, so I might just pass it to the block. But first I had to go and chop up a chop. Now I'm getting straight back to the guap. You would think I'm just like a rope, cause I'm familiar with the knot. For the record, ain't nobody in my view. They can't do the shit I do. They ain't moving how I move. For the record, ain't nobody in the way. I just stay in my own lane, cause I gotta get the cake in the bank. That's what my main objective. All of my girls selective. I ain't talking about much, I just like to wreck shit. She know how I do. If she slide it, then I'm wrecking. I just bust a move, then I get straight to a check, yeah. Pay me for the way I sound on anything. Yeah, you know if I hit it, then you can't complain. Oh, cause it's a certified hit, a fucking classic. The way I beat up a beat, you would think that I'm domestic. Keep my violence silent, niggas don't want no problem, test me. I got people with me that really catch them bodies daily. Tell them not to come over with that rah-rah, they can't play me. Got my brody with me, he aim it up and take off faces. Okay then, for the record, ain't nobody in my view. They can't do the shit I do. They ain't moving how I move. Yeah. For the record, ain't nobody in the way. I just stay in my own lane, cause I gotta get the cake and the fame.
Fly guys are pros this. For the record, the movement. What state are we choosing? Ain't no way that we losing. Picture me losing with nothing but winning. Full of this world with nothing but sinning. Don't try to play me, I eat you for dinner. I'm not a beginner, I'm making so shiver. One thing about me, I always deliver. Anytime, any place, money, I get it. Straight to the top, playboy, don't sweat it. From the BX, playboy, I get it. Making these moves and you know they gonna hate it. When we show love, they gon' hate us. For the record, sometimes you gotta take it. Energy don't lie, I never gotta fake it.
Block guys are approved,
you heard? Y'all know what we do, y'all know what we represent. And I am Block
Guys.
Hey yo, John Thomas, man. This shit for the record.
For the record, ain't nobody in my view. They can't do the shit I do. They ain't moving how I move. Yeah. For the record, ain't nobody in the way. I just stay in my own lane. Cause I gotta get the cake, get the fame.
Holy shit, hold on. Before I let King Miami say what he wanna say,
man.
That was fire.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna give some flowers out right quick. I listen to a lot of Flock Gaza music. You feel me? I fuck with Flock Gaza. Now, that is definitely top 3 verses I've ever heard from Flock Gaza. He like, I don't know if somebody walked in the studio with him and possessed him. And he just was like, I don't give a fuck, I'm in my bag. Or it had to be a Thursday night. It was a Thursday night because he was already in his bag. that explains it. Because that was a body. So let me But I got to let King Miami say what he want to say right quick.
All right. We in the building. Hey, man, so damn. That song, man, you John killed Thomas. That. Yeah. You killed that, my boy. Yeah. I killed that song, man. Hey, so, John, you there, man?
I don't think you still there to say what you're
going to say. Yeah. I was going to ask him still to ask BJ a question. That's what I was going to ask him.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the weed fast. You can't walk on the porch from my boy. You killed that track though. We gonna hear what DJ got to say about it.
Yo, Chezo B,
you still there?
Yep, I'm right here, yo.
Hold on, we got 5 minutes left, and I don't want Blog Talk to cut us off before I get in. I let DJ Chezo B drop the exclusive he got, cause he got a surprise for me, and I'm tempted to see the surprise. So we're gonna let Chisel B talk his shit right quick. But first, I need to know what you thought about the song, and then talk your shit about this exclusive, bro.
Yo, I've been following Flock Gaza too, man. And like you said, the wordplay on there was exclusive. So, I mean, all I got to say is y'all niggas need to send me that shit. I need to be spending that. Yeah. I need to be in the arsenal.
So,
I said that shit was fire.
Yo, Mr. Thomas. Mr. Fly Gaza, if y'all listening, y'all know what to do. Get DJ Chisel Beat that song.
Off the rip. Yeah, right.
But I'm going to say this too. John Thomas, next time you walk in the show, please have a question for the guest. This is a culture thing, bro. We trying to build a culture. And every question matters. You feel me? Because somebody might have showed you everything else. But Chisel B got a lot of tricks up his sleeve, too, that other people don't know. He might have an answer to a question that you've been had in your head that you just blocked out. Never walk away when somebody in a different position that could actually give you some information that you've never even had access to. So always ask questions. That's the key to learning something every day. You want to learn something every single day you wake up. But, yo, Chisel, go ahead and get into this exclusive.
Yo, man, listen, we got this project coming out. It's called Crash Out. It's about, like, you know what I'm saying, real shit, like basically what we doing, our lives. We put that shit in the music, and that's our story, you know what I'm saying? We push ourselves.
I've been personally waiting for this for a minute.
You know what I'm saying? And we got a couple of songs that we wanted to put on your show exclusively, so I sent 3 of them jars, you know what I'm saying? Block said he lined one up, man. So let's get into it, man. Benny Boy Rules, DJ Chisel B. Boomerang Beat.
Let's go. I want to hear this one. Let's go.
Get your money up. Get your money up. It costs to be the boss. This ain't no funny stuff. I grind for first place after runner-up. Having the option to buy is just so clutch. Get your money up. Get your money up. It costs to be the boss, this ain't no funny stuff. I grind for first place after runner-up. Having the option to buy is just so clutch. Get your money up. Not your funny up. Dr. Miami, she got a tummy tuck. I'm ballin' like Giannis, Adonis, I'm throwin' bucks. White tees, some chucks, ducks in order. Cross the border, feel like Porter. Unwrap the brick, hit a lick. Business, Lord, be my witness. Night tech, mic check, on next. Watch me work, bounce that ass. Twerk, twerk, I'm off a perk. Grind 4 seasons, morning, evening. My mouth like a blade, cut you now, you bleeding. I'm achieving, still grieving. Click up, make it even. Show after show, get to that dough. Remember my name, Hall of Fame. EA Sports, I'm in the game. It costs to be the boss. Ash Ross had the floss. Acted sloppy with the toppy dick. Took the gloss, your bitch a toss. I got that drip, I got that sauce. I took a risk, I took a loss. With the brandy, selling candy, catching plays. Call me Randy, first option, fastball. Hit it out the park like Sammy. Mommy, run the up is good. We from the hood. Ain't for Grammys, big check. Wet panties, family set for life. Happy wife, faith be with Christ. Free ice, Kobe in the clutch. I'm nice, 1500 the price. Get your money up. Get your your money up. It costs to be the boss, this ain't no funny stuff. I grind for first place at the runner-up. Having the option to buy is just so clutch. Get your money up, get your money up. It costs to be the boss, this ain't no funny stuff. I grind for first place at the runner-up. Having the option to buy is just so clutch. I'm the man with the plan. When you the boss, they don't understand what's in your hands. Went from watching pots and pans to copping land. You gotta get your money up, it's all about your brand. And my mindset was moving beats, but no less than a band. I'm dodging scams, but I keep it cool like a fan. When I expand on the beat, they say that's my jam. 4K cams, exotic sin. All because I took a chance and executed the plan. Now I'm mopping with stars, crashing up cars, hopping through bars, leaving them scarred. But my number's out the roof, though. Labels chase me like Cujo. Bully the beat like Pluto. My orbit is somewhat Pluto. Get your money up, get your money up. It costs to be the boss, this ain't no funny stuff. I grind for first place at the runner-up. Having the option to buy is just so clutch. Get your money up, get your money up. It costs to be the boss, this ain't no funny stuff. I grind for first place at the runner-up. Having the option to buy is just so clutch.
King Miami just knocked me in the back of the head with it by accident. That's how I know this nigga hot. Yo, Chizzle.
Oh, man.
Yo, DJ Chizzle.
What's up, bro?
Snap, man. Yeah. Snap, my boy. You
so, when is Crash Out dropping?
Hey, man.
I'm thinking, man, we might be doing Halloween, man. That's the next shit coming up, man. You know what I'm saying? But check this out. I got something else for you. Another bonus for you. Check this out. I got some other shit dropping with my man Cole Lim, Jazz 28, and Sauti. It's dropping on September 22nd. It's called Off the Phone. And I can't forget, I already got some shit out with my man fucking Millionaire Thoughts and Crazy. It's called Birkin, No Birkin. That song is out on all platforms right now. You know what I'm saying? And I also got this other song with my man High Noble. It's called Fresh Fruit. This is like a poetry joint. You know what I'm saying? We hollering at the shorties on it. It's lit. That shit's out on all platforms. Okay. So, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Be on the lookout. Me and Rude Boy about to tear the streets up, bro.
Man, y'all been working nonstop. It's been a Benny Boy Rude and DJ Chizzle beat summer. I ain't gonna lie, y'all been on a tremendous grind.
Well,
I'm gonna say we're trying to keep the grind.
We trying to put it down on the music because we is making music as we is doing all that shit. So we is putting it into the music. If you listen to my verse, like I'm talking about all the shit that I'm doing, like shit that I'm going through, all that. It's real. Like I ain't lying. That shit is real.
And it's real rap and it's real hip hop and that's why we appreciate it right here on the Weed Files a lot more because we don't really care for too much of that current drill shit and all that mumbling shit. I like bars, bro. I can't speak for everybody else in the world, but I like bars. I'm a big bar guy, and if it's not bars, it's R&B. That's just the wave I've always been on. So for me to sit down and listen to somebody's project, I got to be able to hear what you're saying.
Yeah,
and that's the biggest thing for me. And I can actually understand what you and Vinny are saying and relate to a lot of the shit that you niggas be saying. So shout out to you guys, man. Keep grinding. Keep working. It's a dog in this industry. It's not an easy job being an independent artist. It's not. So keep doing what y'all do because y'all shining a light on other people that's trying to do exactly what y'all doing. Y'all setting that blueprint out. But we got one more caller on deck, and this caller definitely want to speak to you. So Yo, caller, what's your name? Where you from and what you do?
What's up, bro?
Oh, shit. Is that the beautiful
man? I just had to pop in real quick. Y'all had one of my faves on here. He don't even know he's one of my favorites, but Benny, I definitely appreciate all of the support that you show for the Record Radio. Thank you for calling into all of my shows. And for the y'all who have not picked up on my voice, I am the model known as the Beautiful Red. Of course, Sunday night host of the Red Spotlight, where I touch bases with the elite in your city and mine. What's up, King and Smiles?
What's good, sister? We got DJ Triple Beat in the building, and he's been rocking out with us all night. You got anything you want to ask?
What's the word?
Just really want to thank y'all for supporting us. Like, for real, for a lot of people are afraid to say thank you. So congratulations on all of your successes and all the ones that are getting ready to come up. Keep on, like he said, we over here for the record, of course, we support all independent artists. So when we say we like bars, we just mean we like real artists. Like, a lot of y'all be bullshitting saying that y'all are artists. Some of y'all actually fucking suck. But we appreciate a good one. So thank you for taking your talent seriously and actually putting some work into it and standing behind what you guys are trying to build. So congratulations. And make sure you guys come pop back in, come touch bases on the Red Spotlight where I can get in your business.
Appreciate the flowers.
She leaves no stone unturned on the spotlight, bro. So you, when you step in there, you better
be
ready.
Yeah, maybe
y'all
be
ready. Actually, y'all might want, y'all actually should step in there, you know. It's a definite
advice.
You should definitely step
up. I'm an artist. I was made for the spotlight. That's what it is. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, make sure you guys touch base with me after your show. We'll get you some extra shout-outs and stuff on the Red Spotlight. I do got some other questions that the ladies have, especially for Benny. Smiles, and y'all, I've been getting some other questions that they would like to know. I think I'm going to do a tell-all on For the Record Radio on y'all asses, you know.
Oh, shit.
But thank you guys
so
much for tuning in. I love y'all. I just wanted to stop by and show some love tonight.
We love you, too, sis. Appreciate you pulling up.
Thanks for the flowers.
DJ Chisel B. Every time
y'all
gonna
follow me on For the Record Radio and the Beautiful Red. Catch me on Up Live. I'm gonna join my brothers when they get done with their radio show. So, mwah, I'm out.
Later, sis.
Later.
Man, yo, Chisel, you always gonna get your flowers right here on For the Record, bro. That's another thing that
we take pride in doing.
That's one thing we take pride in doing more than anybody else, because we really don't do this for ourselves. We really do this shit for the culture. We do this for the independent artist because y'all matter more than what anybody's saying. It's a hard world as an independent artist. Most people don't realize how much it goes into promoting a track or what it takes to actually create a track.
The time,
the money, the effort. Like, this shit is a full-time job for a lot of these artists that pull up on
the
record.
The fuck you doing.
And it's expensive as fuck. I ain't gonna lie. I got a tape, and that shit wasn't cheap. For me to put that tape together.
That's like number one, get your money together. Like, this shit gonna
snow. That's right. You gotta get your money together. Can't be out here broke, though, mama, individual artist.
Yeah.
You gotta get it. It don't make sense.
Having the option to buy. So you wanna be in a situation where you got the option to buy. So you gotta get your money up so you can have the option to buy. You're going to know how it feels when you like, either, nah, I don't want to buy that. I got the money, but nah.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? That's how you want to feel. That's how you want to be when you're approaching this shit. You feel me?
Yeah, definitely, man. I understand that.
Man,
it's a mind state.
I appreciate
mind
you, my
state.
Brother. Yeah, it is. It takes a lot on your mental. If you're not strong-minded and you're not strong-willed, this industry will show you if you a sheep or a wolf. It'll show who's the sheep and who the wolves are. Because those who
really like
hungry
and that really want it,
they gonna get up and they gonna eat whatever come in front of them. But those who don't want it, they gonna fold and run back to the
ground. Right.
The same for everybody.
And
it's those no's that scare people, bro. I ain't going to lie. It's hearing that word, nah, I don't like it, or no, this is not it for me. that's what discourages a lot of your independent artists. But you got to realize, I'm a tradesman by day. I do HVAC by day. So you know how many no's I hear before I sell a unit throughout my day? That no should just be the motivation to get forward and do it for it.
That's not the worst no, because sometimes your people don't tell you no. They don't say it's not hot. And then it's a no, like, I don't got the money to pay for this shit, or I'm not spending money on this, or you know, people think that they ain't going to spend no money on their music to get people to hear. That's how this shit works.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to find the right person to spend the money with. That's all. But it's a jungle
exactly.
out there, man. Listen, I be schooling on my bars, though. Listen, my city, you learn some things. Holler.
Go ahead and right quick before we go, drop your social media one more time. Let
your
the world know how they can get in contact
DJ
with DJ Chizzle B.
DJCHIZZLE underscore BEATZ on all platforms. DJ Chizzle Beats. Holla at your boy. I talk back. I'm a cool motherfucker. Fuck with your boy.
And anything else you want to say to the world? Anybody you want to shout
man,
out?
Listen,
before
I
got to
give my shout out first, man, real quick, man. Let me give a shout out to my nigga Screw Manu, DA Dollars, Humphrey Bogart, Firestarter, what's up? My nigga Chris Cartel, my nigga Cool Kim, LA Love the Boss, my man motherfucking K King KO. He's out in Boston holding it down. My nigga Chief Loud Cloud all the way over in Arkansas. My nigga fucking Apocalypse. My nigga Marvelous over in CT. My nigga Young Courageous over in NYC, Neff Beats. My creator, I'm working with this company, yo. We fucking with the AI shit. Niggas is making beats with the AI, and we doing some ill shit where you can switch your voice around. If you want to know more about that, follow me or hit me up, man. I'll put you on to that. Shouts out to my man, KP, the specialist. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Scope Too Smooth. Millie Thoughts, I was just telling you about him. I got some music with him. Justin Miller, you know what I'm saying? Cue the question. My man ATM Tech, shouts out to the Coke Boys, you know what I'm saying? Cheese, shouts out to my man Mocha Stacks over in Philly. My nigga Black Flag and CT, Designer Drugs in Springfield. You know what I'm saying? I know mad motherfuckers. I could be going on for a minute, but these is like people that I talk to on the regular and shit, you know what I'm saying? But be on the lookout. It's a lot of things coming along the pipeline. But Crash Out, we thinking probably Halloween. You know what I'm saying? That's the next big thing coming up. So be on the lookout. We're going to definitely drop these songs. But, we're going to drop these songs, but y'all got them first. You feel me? But we're going to drop these songs before Halloween. So
well, they about to be put in heavy rotation, and you know that.
And you hear this tone
Miami,
on the
you
song,
got any
it sound like some scary shit, right? The beat sound like some scary shit. So
nah, you got that was definitely different. I wasn't expecting that one from Benny. That was definitely different. I like that one. That's about to be a heavy rotation.
He's a
on
problem,
the
man. That nigga stay surprising me. He's a problem, bro. Be on lookout, man. That boy is a
big
fucking time. Problem. That's to hold you.
Yo,
know
King Miami.
Yeah, man.
Any shout outs before we get out of here?
Shout out to everybody. Definitely to, you know, the number one. Definitely. I want to give a shout out to Gaza. You know, that's my boy. Definitely, man. Shout out to him. Definitely. Shout out to everybody, man. Everybody, hold your head up. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep moving forward. You feel what I'm saying? Tomorrow's another day. You feel what I'm saying? So, hey, this is how we do it on For the Record. You feel what I'm saying? Tonight was a good show. I want to thank everybody for coming. Thank you, everybody, for coming and showing love, man. Definitely, we appreciate it, man. Definitely. Man.
Big fans. And I want to give a shout-out to everybody in the BX Borough. Shout-out to everybody in South Florida. Shout-out to the fam. And happy birthday, Jaden, a.k.a. my young boy, Tarzan. We love you, Big 12, today. Let's go. And we out of here. This is the We Fouls.
We the kings of our scene, our lines reign supreme. Our style is magnetic, we just chasing the dream. Our music is electric, our beats are on fire.
repelling whack rappers. I will never retire. We the kings of our city with a line so witty. Our style is on point. It was like we were born litty. Stacking cash, making moves, living life without regrets. Unstoppable, unbeatable, nothing could make us fret. We dominate the scene with our feet so clean. Haters try to take us down, but we wear the crown with the team. By my side, we continue to ride. Peace to all those that's feeling the vibe. My talent shines bright in every verse that I write. From old school to new school, we do it all right. I enter with greatness and dexterity. Grinding be my therapy. Results is prosperity. Like engineers bring clarity. Clarity.
Kings and queens of the city. Voices on the beat. Trying to get litty. Live in a small city. People so pity. Dream really big. Bad boy P. Diddy. Old school 45 MJ. Back towards back on this bullshit. It's that 80 dope smack. Kings and queens of the city. Voices on the beat. Trying to get litty. Live in a small city. People so pity. Dream really big. Bad boy P. Diddy. Old school 45 MJ back towards back on this bullshit. This that 80 dope smack. Yeah, extended fam, two guns up back. Woo boy bitch, I was born to sell crack. All I needed was to adapt. My main man turned rat. Stabbed me in the back over a couple racks. Months on the calendar, bailed out. Now I'm in the Challenger, rats roll the scavenger, 170 on the balancer, drip heavy, sauce everywhere like spaghetti, 4-4 long nose and machete, I trap with fifth at the Getty, travel off the wedding, I'm Kobe Bryant ready, I broke levees, drive bys and Chevy, made bands with Eddies, a lot of hoes is petty, a lot of bros is messy, phone pauses. Peanut butter and jelly, dunk your bitch in the telly, dick all in the belly, letters and pics from the celly, balled out with Ellie, all gold rims, with the silver gold trim, BBS hat, fresh cut and trim, I'm ballin' on these niggas, Tupac above the rim, yeah, yeah, kings and queens of the city, voices on the beat. Trying to get litty, live in a small city, people so pity, dream really big, bad boy P. Diddy, old school 45 MJ, back towards back on this bullshit, this that 80 dope smack, kings and queens of the city, voices on the beat, trying to get litty, live in a small city, people so pity, dream really big, bad boy P. Diddy, old school 45 MJ, back towards back on his bullshit, this that 80 dope smack, yeah, yeah, yeah.